Bavakama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes 4:9, the last of the Perek, and here we return back to the topic of obligations regarding guarding and paying for an animal's damage. So the first part of the Mishnah talks about the topic of handing over responsibility to somebody else. That somebody else is called a shomer, a guardian, who's in charge of now the animal. And the Torah enumerates four different categories of shomrim, of guardians. The Mishnah will say essentially that all of them are equally on the hook. Now, in place of the owner, if something bad should happen, where the animal causes damage, so then the shomer, the custodian, the guardian, is the one who has to pay, and not the owner. That's the gist of the first part of the Mishnah, which says, "Misaro l'shomer chinam u'l'shoel l'nosei sachar u'l'socher." If the owner hands over responsibility to a shomer, to a guardian, a custodian, whether he's chinam, meaning that the watchman is not getting paid anything, so he's doing a favor to the owner, or l'shoel, he's borrowing the animal, so it means that the favor is being done entirely for the borrower. The owner is getting nothing. Lenose sachar, one who's taking a wage, that's also called the shomer sachar, the paid watchman. So they basically come to an arrangement. I'll pay you so much money to watch that my house is out of trouble and protecting it. Ula socher, socher is a renter, so that's like they come to a business deal where the shomer is borrowing the cow, but he's essentially renting it. He's paying for money, both money. So in all those cases, nichnesu tachas habalim, in all those cases, responsibility now is passed over to the shomer, meaning the shomer kind of steps into the shoes of the owner, and the shomer, the guardian, he's the one responsible should something bad happen. Now, that would mean that muad mishalem nezek shalem, if the animal does damage as a muad, as a, you know, for the shein or regal, or if it's confirmed to be a goring animal, etc., then he pays full damages. V'tam mishalem chatzi nezek, and if it's a tam, a karen situation, then the shomer would pay half damages. Okay, that's the gist. The Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah says, it's basically translated. Now let me speak a little more about this because they're not all quite the same. There essentially are two levels that the halacha recognizes in terms of how well you're ensuring your animal doesn't get out to cause damage. There's what's called shmira ma'ula, top quality guardianship, ensuring protection, and that is what's basically required in most cases. So if you don't do shmira ma'ula, which means like a metal chain to secure the animal, or locking it behind a fence that wouldn't even, you know, open in the case of like, you know, like a strong storm winds or something like that, that's called protected. And therefore, if the animal will get away in a normal circumstances, we'll see the details in a moment, a person could say, listen, I'm potter because I did what I'm supposed to do and I wasn't irresponsible. Okay? The standards that apply to a shomer chinam are a little less. A shomer chinam can just use what's called shmira pechusa, like a very basic level of protection to an animal doesn't get out the damage. Shmira pechusa would be something like, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, using a leash, like not a chain, but just like a leather leash or something, a rope, or locking it behind a fence that shouldn't open under normal conditions, but of course in a very strong wind it would open. So you're the basic protection. So basic protection is all that you can expect of a shomer chinam. I mean, if the shomer chinam does that, since he's doing a favor anyways, he'll be off the hook. In a scenario where the animal goes and causes damage at that point, it's the owner who have to pay anyways. Okay, so notwithstanding the Mishnah saying that the shomer, the guardian, takes tachtav, stands in the shoes and the responsibility of the owner, in the case where it's a shomer chinam, and the shomer chinam did basic shmir pechusa, basic protection of the animal, to ensure it doesn't cause damage, and if it does, so then the owner's once again on the hook. Okay, now, the Mishnah is going to lapse to another discussion, which is, when we say that one has to pay for damage, let's say for Karen, it could be Tom, it could be Muad, so what kind of Shmira is required? So I told you the basic baseline is you need to have Shmira Ma'ula, high quality protection, meaning like I told you before, a metal chain or a door that a fence that won't open under any circumstances, either or, any normal circumstances, even like, you know, storm winds. So that's your responsibility. And if you fail to meet the responsibility, you're on the hook. So that's that. Now, the problem is that the Pasuk talks about the case of a muad. It says that the owner of the cow, that is the muad, has to pay because velo yishmerno ba'alav. Its owner didn't guard the animal. So now we have a machlokas inside the Mishnah here about if any level of guarding is sufficient for the muad component, meaning every time an animal does karen damage, for sure the owner is on the hook for 50% of the damage. It's chatzi nezek. The question is he on the hook for the other 50 as well? And the answer is, if it's a tam, no. If it's a muad, yes. But now we're saying that the standard to be on the hook for the tam is if you did anything less than shmira ma'ula, high quality protection. But there's a possibility that since the pasuk says lo yishmerenu ba'ala, if you didn't guard it, and even if you guarded it like on a shmira b'chusa, like a basic protection, basic guarding, that might be sufficient to make him not obligated in paying the second half, if you will, of the nezek in the case of karen of a muad. So that's a machlokas here. The Mishnah says ksharo ba'alav b'moseira. If the owner secured the animal by tying it with like a leash, like a leather leash, a rope, or vinal b'fanav karawi, or he locked the gate at the kind of gate that shouldn't open under normal wind conditions. So that means this is called shmira pechusa, basic guardianship. V'yatzav hezik, if it goes out and causes damage, echad tam ve'echad muad chayav divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, you're on the hook, both for a tam and a muad. We don't differentiate. You need to do shmira ma'ula, high quality protection. If not, you're on the hook, says Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tam chayav, he says, yes, it's true. He agrees that for the tam, the 50%, the chatzi nezek you have to pay, that's always the case unless you did shmira ma'ula. A shmir pechusa, the lesser guardianship, just the basic protection, is not good enough. But umuad, as for the second half that you have to pay, for the muad, that you'd be pater, you'd be exempt if you did even a shmira pechusa, the lesser protection. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav, the pasuk says he has to pay because the owner didn't ensure his cow didn't cause damage. And this guy did do some insurance. He locked it up karoi, as it should be, with a regular fence or with a regular leash. V'shamer huzeh, since he did do some kind of protection, that would be sufficient, and he only is on the hook for the first half. There's a third sheet to hear, which is Rabbi Eliezer. Omer, he holds, ein lo shmira ela sakin. He says, once an animal's a muad, there's no such thing as shmira. There's no such thing as protecting the public in a way that you wouldn't be on the hook. Even a shmira ma'ula is not good enough. The only way that you can not be on the hook is if you actually sakin, you use a knife and you shecht your animal and you eat it or whatever. You shecht it so it can't cause any more damage. If it's alive, a muad can always cause damage. And if it does cause damage, you're on the hook even if you did shmira ma'ula. Doesn't matter, says Rabbi Eliezer. So that means, let me sum up these shittas. All three shittas agree that for the tam, meaning for the first 50%, you have to pay unless you did shmira ma'ula, the high quality insurance. The second half of the payment, according to the first sheet of Rav Meir, if you did shmira ma'ula, you're off the hook. But if you did shmira pechusa, you have to still pay a full now mezek shalem for karen of a muad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. If you did shmira pechusa, you do have to pay for the first 50%, but not the second 50% because of that pasuk. That's the halach like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Eliezer, once it's a muad, even a shmir ma'ul won't help you. You have to pay a full nezek shalom. In all circumstances, nothing you can do anymore to ensure it to be off the hook, other than essentially slaughtering your animal, in which case, of course, it can't cause damage anymore. And the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning sort of kind of counterintuitively, that you need to do shmira pechusa to be off the obligation to pay nezek shalom, but shmira pechusa would make you be liable for the first chatzi nezek in all events.